Amen. Say, I walk in faith. Come on, say it again. I walk in faith. All right, so I'm going somewhere with the story, this story of Esau and Jacob. Okay, so let's turn our Bibles. We read this on Sunday. I just want to reiterate, then I show you a few things about this place. All right, so if you look at the life of Jacob, you see smartness every time, trying to outsmart. He's a guy with so many formulas. He knows the way. No peace. He's right. There's no rest for him. His head is always calculating. If this one doesn't work, it will work. All right. If Nigeria no work, Japan to UK. If UK no do, Jamaica or to Australia. All right. You look at all this formula. The person has options, and you cannot see where God is in the equation. You can do life, and you can have an economy that you can even be preaching about that is a product of you not considering God. There is a success that you can actually get outside God, but good success comes from waiting on Him. Are you following what I'm saying here? So this guy, no rest, every time agitated and all that. You look at the story, Genesis 32, when they were going to go and meet Esau, he has already divided the thing. He has said, okay, you people should go here, I will come. Then another strategy is that we're going to send this, and then when we send that, it's just like church. Somebody is planting a church. He says, this person doesn't pray, doesn't fast, doesn't seek the face of God. Say that by time, right? Somebody was sharing with me something. Somebody went to plant a church somewhere, right, in a city. The person came to the city with millions of naira. Millions of naira. Listen to what I'm saying. Millions of naira. The fellow began to say things like, we are going to take over this city. We are going to take over this city. We are going to take over. When people are talking from their own human advantage, it sounds like faith until that point of the advantage is broken. All right, where was he talking from? We'll take over this city because we have money. So they will run service, and every Sunday they sit people down and share millions of naira and say, you people will do this strategy for billboard, this strategy for that. Listen to what I'm saying. The one who came with God, they'll be looking at him ahead. Are you following what I'm saying here? Human effort. Say, we run this strategy. At the end of the day, you spend over 50 million. Six members. People will tell themselves that, when I went to that church, they gave full chicken or first timer package. All right, hostel people, they'll tell their people in the hostel. So you are you go and run them. We will go run another church. If it is not grace, it can't look like it. Are you following what I'm saying? It is this madness, oh. It is this wisdom. It is this, I know what I can do. I know what I should do. I know the route. I know. When you come to the end, you will find God. You will. All right, let me quickly show you a few things. All right, so he went to meet Esau. His brother Esau said, listen, I'm blessed. All right, so keep the things you have brought to yourself. Now, the Bible said something very profound. Genesis chapter number 32. Genesis chapter number 32, all right, look at the story, verse 22. The Bible said, and he rose up at midnight and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over, all right, the ford of Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook, all right, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. Listen to what I'm saying. The fight did not start until he was left alone. There are situations where you are stripped off people, or people are stripped off you, that you will cry. But it is God positioning you to know him. Are you following what I'm saying? That point you get to, that you are left alone. That point, that is alone now. That point, as simple as we are saying it, it is a tough point for many to get to is alone now fasting, is alone now seeking the face of God. You can get to that point through obedience to the promptings of the Spirit, or God allows situations of life get you to that point. Adversity can make you be alone. Obedience can make you be alone. If you would not choose the way of obedience, then God is not going to bring adversity, but he will permit it. That is, he will step aside and say that, go and check him out. The devil, if the prince of this world had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. See, listen, the devil is a schoolmaster. When he thinks he's afflicting believers, he's actually assisting the purpose of God in the life of believers. Any way, anyhow, for a man that God has decided to walk with to be alone is a blessing. Look at all the life of Jacob, all the life things the father blessed him. He went to wonder this. Finally, and Jacob was alone. The moment he was alone, we found out God couldn't wait. Some of you need to be alone this December. 3 days. 3 days. Alone with God. And you, because you are not used to being alone, it's not your thing. So you discover that when you come to that point of being alone to read the Bible, it is weird. You don't know when you pick your mobile phone again. Stop it. Be alone. The phone is a world you escape into. Maybe the screen is broken now, so you can be alone. Maybe it's now lagging, and when you press, it will stay long, so you can be alone. Maybe you can't even afford to buy data now, so you can be alone. Maybe the network of your house is exceptionally bad, so you can be alone. Don't escape. Don't run. Don't dodge. Don't hide. Don't emotionally hide yourself. God wants to catch you in a corner. The most beautiful things in our life, they are bettered when we are alone. That's where you hear clearly, pure streams. Many of us are in the midst of noise, agitations, buy this, buy that. Too many comparison on the internet. People who are ahead, those who are behind. And you forget that people post their best on the internet. And you feel you are behind in God's purpose because you are not alone. Comparing themselves with themselves, they become fools. Because you are not alone. The instruction God has, listen to what I'm saying. The moment there is a pregnancy a Mary is carrying, you cannot carry that pregnancy to the midst of crowd. You must carry that pregnancy to an Elizabeth who knows what it means to be alone. There are instructions that will die once you take them to where the crowd are. Even correct instructions will look wrong because it's not at their level of maturity. Be careful who check what God is saying with you. Particularly those who are loud, who are not walking in that level of devotion to God. When people, I tell people, see, people ask me, church grow dizzy. I said, see, have a structure to have moments in your life that you bolt the door behind you and throw away the key, seeking just one thing, light. If you look at the tabernacle of old, in the holies of holies, there's no light there. The light of that place is the presence of God. When you journey away from the noise and the cares of life, you come to that place where the illumination you will receive is God. If you come out from that place, you come out with that revelation. The first thing, go and check. Pray, see God. God gives you instruction. The moment you come out, the first thing you face is adversity, whose target is to kill the instruction. You can come out with a major word for 2024. You just can't tell the reason why your husband begin to misbehave, or your wife begin to misbehave, or your children begin to misbehave. Because the seed that fell on the rock is like one that receives the word. And then the sun comes, which is adversity. But because it has no root, it dies. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't just bear shoot upward. Bear root downward. Root is a long journey. Shoot is in the midst of crowd. Listen to what I'm saying. Growth is two ways. Shoot and root and what? Shoot. If you can preach better, they will say you have grown. It's not true. Root first is that we now know your prayer time has increased. That's root. Nobody is saying that. Your study time has increased. That's root. Nobody is saying that. Your concentration has increased. That's root. Nobody is saying that. Your worship has increased. That's root. Nobody is saying that. When you have root, you will have shoot. Many people, for the past 10 years, God has not been able to get you alone. Oh, this job, if this one is not working, that job. Oh, you have never paused and asked, what will you have me do? And amazingly, that was the first question of Paul when Jesus encountered him. Lord, what will you have me do? If that's the question you can ask in this season, what should I do next? What's the next thing, Lord? What do you want from me? I know what it means to be alone for years. 7 years. I want to share a bit of my story. To finish campus, we all had plans. Had plans. Things we could do. Alright, had plans. I already started high in London University of Tropical Medicine for masters. And my roommate, that we all were pastors in that room, called all of us at devotion in the morning. And he said, I had a vision overnight. And he said, I saw all of us walking in a vineyard. And when it was time and everyone were submitting their cutlasses, he said, you and I came to submit ours last. And the owner of the vineyard said, we still have 2 more years to work. So we separated ourselves, 3 days dry fasting, saw the face of God, and God said, stay with me in this land for another 2 years in fasting and prayer daily. So I began that 2 years. All right, because at some point we began to ask ourselves, how are we going to survive? We are men, this is. You know what that means? It means all our colleagues have gone for service and they were uploading pictures. And after service, because I was the pastor, campus pastor, all right? The people you prayed for on campus, even your juniors have gone. And they are coming back to that same environment and they are meeting you there. And sometimes when you go for their meetings and they preach, they are stylishly telling others how not to be like you. Because when you say, except a grain of first fall down to the ground and die, you go, do you know what that means? No, you don't know reproach until you know death. Go and check. Go to the mortuary. See how they treat dead bodies. You will wonder. There was a time this person was alive. Oh. They will put the person there on the slab. This is, watch this. The nakedness is open. When there's death, there's shame. And it is part of the growth process. Tell me you are strong if you have not faced death. Do you know what it means to die? Not fainting. At a point where there is no form of comeliness. Where people can almost write and put full stuff. How are the mighty falling? But that's when God is just inventing a story. And I remember in the midst of that situation, many times I will wake up in the morning and this one is saying, we have gone for lectures, we have gone to work. And I will be in the room. And I will hold the window of the room and shake it. Lose me now. Let me go. I'm not a lazy man. An instruction is binding you. You heard it. You can't see the one who said it. And you know you can't jump out because you have signed a deal. And sometimes you go for... And are you following what I'm saying here? What was I doing 2 years straight up, fasting and praying 6 to 6, 6 to 6, 6 to 6. All right, what was I doing? One time I tried to teach, God said, resign, stay with me in the place of prayer. I will carry my Bible and dress with a briefcase, like I'm going to walk. Dress, tucking my shirt with tie. Are you following what I'm saying here? Tucking with tie. Carry my briefcase. What is inside? Bible, book, and Kenneth Hagin book or some other books I read. I will go and sit down. They already gave me a prayer room in the orphanage room. I will sit down there, study the Bible from this. By the time I'm done studying at night, when they are trying to done study and praying, when they are now cooking for the orphans and the children, they will send one of them, go and give pastor his food. Ah, that is the daily bread. We go again the following day. Seasons where you know that you have a message, but nobody's hearing it. If you talk to people in your circle, small people, everywhere is charged. But it looks like there is, God insisted, the voice will not go beyond this. Because listen, God is not ready to export a voice of a man he has not matured. Are you following what I'm saying here? This thing wants to jump out of obscurity. You better be careful. Be alone. Let God get you alone. Don't think. Don't argue. Just submit. It's difficult for many people. Okay, I give up now. What do you want? When will you be done? That's the question. When will you be tired? When will you discover that the race is not to the swift and this battle is not to the strong? When? Do you understand? The moment one relationship ends, before it ends, you already have somebody else in your mind as a replacement, and you don't waste time. When? And he rose up at night that night and took 2 of his wives and 2 of his women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over all that he had. And Jacob was left alone. Jacob was left alone. Jacob was left alone. No media interruption, no internet, no phone calls, no disturbance, no friends, alone with God. You need it. You need it. For some of you, this is a call for a retreat. This is a call for a retreat. You are getting too many unnecessary notifications. So tag you. Check. You need it. Ask your neighbor, when will you ever be alone? When will you ever be without a woman in your life saying, I love you? No relationship and nobody in view. Like 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, 1 year. Let me show you a scripture. James chapter number 1. Oof. I think, should I tone down? I can tone down. James chapter number 1. I want us to see something. The way I take Bible study, I believe Bible study is for bone breakers. So I'm a bit always... All right, strong. Now look at it. James chapter number 1. Let's start reading from verse 3. James 1:3. All right, says, are you there? Are you there now? Said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works what? Patience. The trying of your faith works what? Patience. But let patience have a perfect work. Ah, they call something patience. Now say, let patience work. Ah, that's not funny. There's this movie I watch, Zootopia. This cartoon, Zootopia. In that Zootopia, there was a creature there. All right? That creature sloth. When that creature want to talk, say, you are... Have you tried to talk with people who are very slow? I say, how are you, Apostle? I don't have time. I know. Why are you shouting? This is not stammering. This is being slow and meticulous. So the Bible now says, this is patience. Now say, allow patience to work. And this is not just work. Let her have a perfect work. If patience will work, you will cry. But patience now need to do it meticulously. That is, when it's done, now say, remaining the finishing touches. Meaning that if we cannot follow you if you have not true faith and patience. That is, the real faith work, there must be a testimony of a time you waited. Let me tell you something. It is not a work of faith if everything is instant. How do we know Abraham was a man of faith? He waited. The moment you cannot wait, it is not faith. Let me tell you something. I was going to show you this scripture later, but let me show you now. All right. Hebrews 11:22. Let me show you that scripture. Hebrews 11:22. I'm going to come back to this issue of patience. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you with me? Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 21. Look at this illustration I want to give you. It says, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, bless both the sons of Joseph and worship, leaning on top of his staffs. This is a very serious passage. Let me give you an illustration. Do we have anything that looks like a staff or a mic stand? Is there something like that here? I need something quickly. Do we have anything technical wise? Huh? Okay, that's a mic stand. I think it's doing a job there, but just find a way to bring it for me. I want to show you what this scripture means. For you to understand this, look at the book of Psalms 23. Are you following me? Are you tired? Sphere of light, are you tired? Hmm? Somebody said he doesn't know how people are coping in this church, how your head is not exploding. It can't explode. You have a reservoir. We are just getting started. I said we are just getting started. God is investing so much in you for a reason. Look at what the psalmist said in Psalms 23. Psalms 23, all right, look at it, verse 4. Okay, let me make it straight now. I want to show you something. Psalms 23, verse 4. Look at what he said. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will do what? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. What brings comfort? Huh? Your rod and your what? Staff. Let me tell you the difference. There's a clear difference. When the Israelites were before the Red Sea, when Moses was going to go and see Pharaoh, what did he carry in his hand? He said he has a rod. What did God say? Throw it down. The rod became what? Snake. Instant miracle. Before the Red Sea, straight over the sea, the Red Sea parted. Instant miracle. All right? They need water from the rock. Eat the rock with it. Speak to the rod. He hit the rock. What happened? Instant miracle. Rods are instant testimony. Staff are those you will enter as a result of waiting. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't use staff for prestige. You use it for old age. The rod and the staff comfort me with that. The instant testimonies I get and the ones I learned through waiting. The one I entered through maturity. I waited on this thing. I did not see it. I went through a process. I got more than what I was waiting for. I got a man. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, you began to trust God for your future husband. You waited. At the end of the day, you discovered that God was not just giving you a man, he was giving you a staff. So what happened? When the bones of Jacob was pulled out, he leaned on his staff. This one that is now coming from him is what he entered through maturity. The young generation have rod, the fathers have staffs. When they speak from there, it is not just what is being released. This thing has first made a man. Oh God. Do you understand what I'm saying? The same Jacob, the active man, agile man, the guy now began, right? What was he doing? He was leaning. Ah, when you see the same person who used to jump around now become so gentle, now become so calm, now begin to give advice to the next generation, he has found something. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it again. When you read that scripture, you will read it differently. So comfort is not just going to come through instant miracle. The one you wait on God for, and it looks like God is missing, is still comfort. Say your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Guy, they comfort me. All right, continue back to that scripture. That same James 1, I'm showing you something. That same James chapter number 1, I'm showing you something. Are you following what I'm saying? Is this simple enough? All right, look at it. That same James 1, I'm showing you something very, very important there, and I want you to follow me. All right. James 1. All right, so he said, let patience have our what? Perfect work. That you may be what? Perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That is, when patience work in a person, the person becomes wholesome. Let me say this to you. If you are produced too soon, you will not be rounded. Oh, Nijino, you won't be well cooked. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. I'm not supposed to say this publicly, but I will tell you. Somebody went to post about me on social media, and the person said, put my name, say you are not a man of God. God didn't call you. Fun fact, you called yourself. I said, no problem. All right. I know the generation I'm speaking to. I just muted the account. Let me not see the nonsense. Just do yourself. God said to me, he said, if you mute this kind of people because you don't want to see them, you won't grow. Ah, I want to grow. I unmuted. As I unmuted, I saw the person's write-up. I saw one of my sons had gone to comment under it. What you have said is a big statement, but you may be right. As I read that, I said, fantastic. Listen to what I'm saying. I cannot react. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you stay, this thing whip you. You will not have the energy. This energy you have, something will take it away, and is a very gruesome process. You can't deal with criticism. Just like the military. They ask you, what are you afraid of? Is it height? Is it water? That thing you fear is your weak point. You'll be made to face it till it becomes your strong point. What don't you like? Insult. That's what you will eat. What do you eat? I hate nobody can be rude to me. That thing, that's your next meal. You will eat it. Are you following what I'm saying? You will eat it till you say, I like it. When you come to that point, that's when you are ready to be served. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm telling you. Because you can just come out. Anybody can be loud. But it takes when patience has worked for you to last. You will last. Again, I'm saying you will last. I'm being careful. I hope I'm not saying to too many strong girls. I'm not joking with you. I need you to carry this thing as quickly as you can. Do you understand what I'm saying here? All right. Lift your hand. Say, Father, help me. Lift your hand. Say, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. help me to come to the end of myself. My smartness has not produced anything significant. It can be useful, but God needs to help you rechannel it. Help me. Help me. Help me. Just take 1 minute and pray that prayer as I continue. Take 1 minute. Take 1 minute. Oh, Jesus. Take 1 minute. Take 1 minute. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Take 1 minute. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Amen. All right, please be seated. Let me tell you something. I'm saying this thing I want to say for the very first time publicly. All right. Last year, September, almost all my social media accounts were hacked and pulled down. We could not open new accounts. In fact, the media team were trying to open an account for me. They asked the person in charge, the head of our cybersecurity unit. They asked him, "Do you know Femi Lazarus?" The moment he said yes, they blocked him off Facebook, locked him out. They said, "We need to go and get a letter from the government, this, for us to be able to do." I said, "No problem." Do you know that event happened when God said, "I'm about to project your voice"? I'm talking about when God looks like a liar. That you can receive a prophecy, and the moment that prophecy came, the opposite began to happen. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this story. I was preaching in a medical school. All right, I don't want to mention the name of the school, so the person is not traced. One of my friends came for that meeting. I didn't know what he was going to. He said he knew that if I should come for your meeting where you are teaching, I will get the interpretation for what I'm going through. I said, okay. So we sat down in the hotel room when I finished ministering. He said, "I got my interpretation." What was I teaching on? I was teaching on wonders in heaven. All right? Joel 2. He said, "I will show wonders in heaven and wonders on earth." That's what I was teaching on. Now, he described a situation. Look at this situation. He was privileged to be in a place. I won't mention the place. In that place, within the space of 1 week, Pastor Hia Adeboye, Bishop David Oyedepo, Dr. Paul Edneche, Pastor Bishop Ibiomie. In fact, there was a night, Bishop David Abioye, there was a night that the five of them surrounded him and they laid hands on him. When he told me they laid hands on him, I said, "Your problem just started." Let me tell you now. Do you want to eat bones? There are impartations that once you receive, what confronts that kind, you will pass it first to enter. This one, you are just putting your head, say, "Pray for me." Be sure now, you want to be enrolled in a school, be sure you pass. I was thinking about wonders in heaven. That is, what is a wonder on earth is not wonders in heaven. Job was a wonder in heaven. That angels were wondering that this guy has lost everything. He has lost wife, lost children, lost everything. Why is he not denying God? Do you understand what I'm saying? You must understand, when your life is a wonder, at the lowest point of yourself, when you are a reproach to men and you are in the will of God, you are a wonder in heaven. You are a wonder in heaven. Look at that scripture. The book of Ephesians chapter number 4. Let me just show you this scripture quickly. Is it Ephesians 4? I want to show you something scripture. Ephesians chapter number 4. I don't know why there's a prophetic drawing. There's a drawing in the spirit pushing me to enter some certain areas which I'm going to do. Is that okay now? I don't teach with notes and just do notes. I'm going to show you certain things. All right, because it's a prophetic meeting teaching. The closest ministry to the prophetic office is the office of a teacher. Give me that Ephesians chapter 4. All right, let me show you something there. Talk about to the intent that unto principalities and powers might be made manifest. That's Ephesians what? 4. Am I correct? All right. Ephesians 3:10. Oh, I was checking Hebrews. Can you imagine? Ephesians 3:10. Look at this scripture. Ephesians 3:10. To the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known, all right, by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Look at this. Give me this in Amplified Translation quickly. Look at this same scripture. All right? Quickly. Now look at this. Look at this scripture. The purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspect might now be known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers. That is, God wants to use you to show a part of his wisdom. He wants to use you to show another part of his wisdom. He wants to use you to show another part of his wisdom. Come. He wants to use you to show another part of his wisdom. When you look at this person, it looks like this person is at the lowest point of her life. When we look at this person, it looks like this person is at the highest peak of his life. When you look at this person, it looks like this person is even lost. We don't know what he's doing with his life. When you look at this person, it looks like this person is trying to. And yet, everybody is speaking an aspect of God's wisdom. Nothing is wrong with them. Just different aspect that has been spoken. I am saying that there are physical indices that we use to judge people that something is wrong with. And people can have those same indices in their life. And according to God, they are fine. If you don't understand this, you will give yourself certain yardstick that prove that you are in the middle, in the will of God. And when you enter a dimension, are you following what I'm saying now? That you are still in the will of God, but there's no physical thing to prove. You begin to cut yourself to sizes. That look at my life now. Look at what I am now. Because you have placed rationales that are not godly. Let me ask you a question. Did the life of Job communicate the wisdom of God? Are you aware that Job entered trouble because God was boasting about him? Hold on. It was the... do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning that if you ask, this kind of trouble is because of his maturity. However, the nature of the attack was suggested by his fears. You test your most quality object. You flaunt what is most quality. There was a time in my life that when you enter my room, my biggest asset was my trolley. What did I have in that trolley? My books. I put that trolley close to the door. Once you enter, look at it. That's my life. When you get to the point where God is beginning to use you as a display of what his sons have survived because they love him. Okay. Please be seated. There's this song, I choose the way of the Lord. Choose the way. Can you raise the song? I choose the way of the Lord.
For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. Oh, I choose the way of the Lord. Choose the way of the Lord, for the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right, that same Genesis chapter number 32. Let me show you a few things further, all right, because before we begin to round up now. Genesis 32. Are you there now? So where we have gotten to is verse what? All right, verse 23. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, all right, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Now, what the angel did was that he removed the joint of his thigh, all right, and then from he could not stand again. He was limping. I'm going to show you scripture that shows that he was limping. All right, he was limping. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go, except you bless me. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall be no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, have you power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray you, what is your name? He too was asking, what is your name? And he said, why is it that you ask for my name? And he blessed him there.
Listen, no, let me just give you simple plain terms. Simple place terms. Simple plain terms. When God bring people that carry the grace to change your life, don't tell them, physician, heal yourself. There are people carrying the kingmaker anointing. They can make you a king that they are not. Don't ask them, what is your name?
Some of you look at people and size them up and say that this person does not carry the grace to lead me because he's not walking in the dimension I want to walk. And Jacob called the name, verse 30 now. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose over him.
Ah!
The moment he got the change of name, the moment he got the victory, the sun rose over him. You know what that means? Visibility. He has been hiding. He has been in hiding. Agitation will hide you. When it conquers you, the sun will rise. The things you were pursuing in the energy of the flesh, they will begin to run after you. And when it came out, suddenly, the sun, you see, the Bible could have just said the sun shone. He said it rose over him. It came out. Have you seen people that you used to know, and they go to the place of prayer and come back, and they are different? It was Jacob that fought with angel. It was Israel that came out. It was Israel. Israel was bettered when the strength of Jacob died. How do you say he prevailed just when you have wounded him? When you have pulled his thigh out of joint? For the rest of Jacob's life, or Israel's life, he was a blessed limping man. Blessed limping man. He cannot lay claim on getting that blessing by effort, because this is the scar that it took me time to cooperate with God. It took me time. The one you can boast about, you are still Jacob. When he pulls out your tie and we can see the scar, you say, listen, it took me time, but he conquered me. I was not that smart. I did not cooperate with him. I don't have what it takes to boast. This is the blessing, but this is the scar. I used to borrow money till they embarrassed me. So I've been there before. I'm limping. My heart has been broken before. I've missed God's will in relationship before. This is the scar, and I'm limping. I've hacked somebody out without hearing if God was saying so before. This is the scar, and I'm limping. What is the scar? The person has blocked you on WhatsApp. They block you on Instagram. Say, this is the scar. At the end of the day, when you look at your life as a blessed man, your scar also reminds you of the fact that it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Because each of those scars are loud enough to disqualify you for life. But it came true. How can a nation be better just when a man came to the end of himself? Israel is coming out. I said, Israel is coming out. I said, Israel is coming out. I said, Israel is coming out. Israel is coming out. Look at it. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose on him. Ah, that sun is going to rise over you. I'm telling you. You are not going to die in obscurity. How can you grow from a home where somebody promised you that you are never going to get anywhere in life? And the instruction God gave you just when you are about getting somewhere in life was an instruction that make that statement true. And as they do family meetings and have your family, and you join the family meetings, you sit down there. You are the reproach they said you will become. But the grain of wheat is still in its dead face. It will spring back again. You will have to choose one. Living your life to prove a point that they were wrong, or to obey God, you first prove them right. Then they too will now come to learn God through your obedience. It is babyish to think when God gives you instruction, everything will look good at once. Some of you, God told you to come to Abuja. You don't know why, and he didn't say anything. When he pulled out the hollow. In fact, what happened to the thigh of Jacob was that the thigh became thin and tiny. Because the sinews around that thigh began to shrink. The balling Jacob was the fast, agile guy. But the prosperous Israel is the limping one. In his weakness, God found strength. And God is glorified in it. Therefore, the children of Israel, eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of his thigh unto this day, because it touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank. Do you have scars? Scars that are result, that are the contact point of the anointing. The child that you have out of wedlock that you refuse to abort is the hollow of your thigh that is pulled out. When you try to correct some people, they will tell you, is this not your own? But you are carrying the contact point of grace. Do you understand? Do you understand that? You carry it. Carry your own issue. You've been praying for people. Receive the fruit of the womb. And you are waiting on God for yours. It's the whole of your thigh pulled out. And they say, look at you. Do you have speed? When you release words, it goes forth with power. People get blessed. Or you go back home and trust God for what to eat, is the whole of your thigh. pulled out. Just when they succeed, that's when you succeed too. When you succeed, he doesn't succeed. At a point in my life, I became everything I preached against. Oh, on campus, I teach young people. Now you have to be serious with your life. You have to be vibrant. By the time you are done from school, you've got to be able to do this. You've got to be able to do that. And God was quiet. He allowed me to preach all those messages till I finished. And he said, all those things you have preached, now this is my instruction for you. When God takes you in a route where your message looks like a lie, on Sunday, I'm going to show you a case study of David, of how his bone was broken. He was not really a good guy like that. God had to conquer him. We have to read between the lines and pick a few clues from there. Let me just give you few examples of bones. Few examples. What does bones mean? The bone that needs to be broken represents any form of confidence outside God. Anything you have confidence in that is not God. Let me give you an illustration. You know, there's a way somebody can promise you that I'm going to send you 250 million naira to start that project, all right, and this and all that. Somebody has sent you a text message, I'm going to do this. The next minute, you are talking with your friends. You now begin to say statements like, do you know that people like us can speak things to existence? We are going to see it and all that. In fact, I trust God. Another 2 weeks, I'm going to have 250 million. This is what he's saying. When they are hearing him, they think they are hearing faith. He's actually speaking from an expectation from man. That bone will have to break for him to find God. So he will not be lying again. This fellow will face disappointment. So when somebody now says, I'm going to send you this, he will just be quiet. People will be talking. He will just be quiet. Just be looking and say, we trust God. The energy to talk, it has died. God has mastered. Do you know what it means to say God is Lord? A Lord masters a thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just when you see the thing is coming close, now begin to speak it. A man of faith is the one who says it when it doesn't look like it. Not the one that is already looking at it and say, this is going to rain because the cloud has gathered. The cloud will disappear. Any form of, and that is why the relationship broke. You saw how long it took you to recover. Because you stop working with God as touching marriage the moment the girl or the guy took the seat of God in your life. Anybody who takes that seat is an Isaac that must die. Let me tell you something. Do you know it is in your best interest that anybody you know that you are the, you tell somebody you are dating, or you say you are the proof of God's love to me. So Jesus is not enough proof. It won't work. Anything you don't want to die, don't put it in the seat of God. Let he that eateth be as though he eats not. There is no amount of money that can come to my hand now from experience that can change my mood. Because I discovered in the place of saying, I have hammer, that is when I will hear the voice, drop it. It's not like I'm playing God, but I just discovered that this thing, when it comes, I just say, God, what do you want me to do with it? You understand what I'm saying? One time we bought a new SUV, brought the car to the house. I was going on a trip. So we were waiting for the car so I can go. Immediately brought the car, side trips with the car. All right. I just called I got to the hotel, I called my wife. I said, the moment that car came, did your mood change? She said, no. If she had said yes, I would sell that car immediately. God is not going to give you another God. Somebody may say, how is it that tough? Relax. So God said to Abraham, go and sacrifice Isaac, your only son, whom you love. He said, what about Ishmael? You don't love Ishmael. God is not a fool now. The one that he knows what matters to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, so boldness represents any form of confidence outside God. Look at the case study of Peter. When Jesus said to Peter, he said, the devil has desired to sift you like wheat. Before Peter was saying, okay. He said, even tonight, many of you be offended and you are going to deny me three times. Peter said, I'm ready to die. He was not joking. He meant it. Just that the route was different. The moment they came to arrest Jesus, he looked for cutlass. Where's my cutlass? And he picked the cutlass. The person that cut somebody's ears was not aiming for ears. He was aiming for head. Think about it now. Can you just pick cutlass and cut someone? He wanted to pull the guy's head out. Then he cut the ears. The moment Jesus picked the ears and got me back, it occurred to Peter, this one is not sword fight. Ah, I'm stranded. He ran. His confidence was in the sword. Some trust in horses, others in chariot. But we will put our trust in the name of the Lord. When he saw that this is not my own method, he ran. When he ran, a small girl said, Peter, come. This is one of them. I know this one, Peter. He was the one stopping that guy. When he was saying, Jesus, have mercy on me, he almost slapped that guy. I know this man. Peter said, if I know, I might die. The Bible said he began to swear. How that in one breath was saying, I'm ready to die. In another breath, he said, would we have believed that Peter will be swearing about not knowing Jesus? Because the confidence was taken. The bone was broken. Your bone represent the bone that needs to be broken represent anything you lean on outside God. That is, even when you run a ministry and say these are the highest givers in the ministry and the movers of things in the ministry, that bone will have to break. God is the one who builds his church. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very, very important. In fact, let me tell you something. Your salary can be a bone that needs to break once your salary becomes your confidence. That's the reason why, as God elevates you, you struggle with tithe. It's a psychological thing. It becomes big in your mind. Are you following what I'm saying here? It's a bone that needs to break. When are you going to say, don't worry, that project, I plan it for the end of the month. You have deleted God from the equation of the blessing. You have put your salary there. Do you understand what I'm saying? When are you going to do this? Say, month ending. They call you from home. Say, your younger starts. Say, when are you going to do this? Month ending. As if God doesn't exist until that money comes by month ending. It's a bone. It needs to break. All right. The bone that needs to break represents anything that is conveniently promising you a future that you don't need God for. Anything that seems to be presenting before you a future you don't need God for. It's a wrong thing. It needs to break. Let me wrap up with this. God is never going to give you what you will not need him for. Now, there is a statement I was going to make. All right, and this is to the body of Christ, and I need to. All right, I was praying, and then God impressed this in my spirit. All right. I think I'm going to leave it till Sunday. I'm going to leave it till Sunday. Is there somebody who is blessed tonight? Can Can I lead you to pray? Are you sure? I want to give you 2 minutes. Find a spot between you and God. This is the prayer. Father, confront my life and check anything you need to break. It's a very serious prayer. Now, check me. Scan me now. Scan me through and through. Scan me over and over again. And check. Scan me. Scan me. All right, I need to pray that prayer. Scan. Please pray. Where's Nakale? You know that song? Yes, raise that sound. Please pray. For some of you, this meeting might be a point of God showing you that I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place I am yearning for. It is the place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed,
oh, yes,
by this deep longing, Lord.
Shakata balai kabatai.
There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place I am yearning for.
Yes, Lord.
It is the place.
You have a space in my heart.
Where deep calls to the deep.
Oh, yes.
I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by your hand to your holy place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I have known you, Lord.
Scan me.
Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord.
Scan me, scan me.
Take me by your hands to your holy place.
Scan me. Oh, yes.
Oh, let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I have known you, Lord.
You are not failing. It is just construction in process, in progress. Except a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. You are not failing. They've left you behind. It looks like you are the hard one out. Wait. And let patience have a perfect work, that you may be whole and entire, wanting nothing. All right, lift your hands, everyone, wherever you stand. I, Father, I ask concerning your children tonight, that as you revealed yourself to Jacob in a different dimension, let everyone under the sound of my voice have a very special encounter with you. Everywhere people have thrown away motivation and they are feeling they are failed, and it looks like they are the hard ones out, I ask that you will reveal yourself as the master over the storms, in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, I ask that there will be a scanning and you will check everything that needs to be taken out of the way, in the name of Jesus. Help your children. In the name of Jesus, let this teaching become a message of your own counsel for the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name,
we have prayed.
Welcome to an encounter with the Spirit, Word, and Prayer through the prolific apostolate and teaching ministry of Apostle Femi Lazarus, lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church Global. It is his vision to raise God's end time on.
God has not called you to prove you are the best. He has not. As a leader, you are a broker of gifts and talent.
So, brace up for an experience.